I'm finishing up my hair when I hear the doorbell ring. It's a rare occasion, but it's usually a delivery guy ditching a package at my door. I'm racking my brain to try and remember if I ordered anything, but I come up blank. I've been really good about saving my money lately. I run the straightener through the last section quickly before investigating. When you live alone as a woman, you don't open your door without investigating. My heart rate instantly spikes when I look through the peephole. "What are you doing here?" I ask as I open the door. It's not the most polite of greetings, but he doesn't seem to mind. There's a shopping bag in Miles' hand, and he holds it out to me.
"You said you weren't feeling great earlier, so I grabbed you a couple things."
His face turns a little pinker than usual, and I gape. Miles Kress is standing in front of me, with a gift, and blushing about it. I mentioned that I had some cramps earlier, but I didn't explain any further. I suppose he did live with a woman for years. It would be concerning if he didn't know what period symptoms were. I must be in shock because I don't grab the bag, not for an awkwardly long amount of time. He went to the store for me.
"Autumn,"
he says to snap me out of it. I clear my throat and hope he doesn't notice how close I am to crying. I hate that I never have control over the waterworks. "That's so nice. Thank you. I pause because there aren't any words that feel good enough. You really shouldn't have." He's looking at the bag like he's not sure why he did it either, but then he slightly shakes his head.
"It's no big deal. I wanted to."
I could melt on the floor right here, right now. I could also get used to him being the kind of friend I can count on for cuddling and impromptu deliveries. Moving to let him inside my apartment, I finally take the bag. It contains my doll, some bright pink vitamins, and a couple of my favorite snacks. The tears build up for a second, but he doesn't notice them right away.
"I don't know if you've heard of them, but Kara would swear by those vitamins. She said they..."
He looks at my eyes then, sees the moisture gathering, and steps toward me with his arms open. I fall right into his embrace, and more tears fall. I'm grateful that fate decided our complicated history wouldn't stop us from being friends. Even though, hugging him like this, with my face pressed against his sweater, the way his cologne transports me back to sleeping in his arms, it's temporarily fogging up my rational thinking, and I wonder what it'd be like to have more than a friendship. I pull away, not wanting to reward my thoughts.
"Are you okay?"
he asks. I clear my throat again because I know it'll crack if I don't. Physically? Yeah. Mentally? I'm pretty upset that I have to go fix my makeup now. He laughs at that.
"Well, don't let me keep you. I just wanted to drop that off."
"Actually," I say before thinking it through. All I know is I want to be around him right now. I doubt Rhea and Vic will mind him crashing our night, but he might mind their incessant questions and comments. I cross my fingers behind my back and take the chance anyway. "Would you want to come with us? We're going mini-golfing, just a couple of my friends."
"Mini-golf is always fun,"
he says with a small smile that gets to me more than it should. I light up. "Perfect. I'm gonna go fix this," I motion to my face. "They'll be here to pick us up in like 20 minutes. The girls freak out when I message them to say I invited him. Every response is in all capital letters, and the two of them go back and forth with each other when I don't respond. I do not feel great about the fact that they keep referring to this as a first date, but my hands are too occupied to argue. I have a feeling this night is going to be chaotic. "Okay, I have to warn you," I start as I walk out into the living room. I find him studying some of the artwork I have hanging on the wall, and something about that makes heat rise to my face. Everything he does, even something so simple and small as looking at my home decor, just feels so sincere.
"Warn me?"
he asks after a moment, turning to face me. "My friends like to meddle."
"What exactly will they be meddling with?"
The smirk on his face is teasing. It makes me wonder what he's assuming. whether it's the truth or something much less awkward. There's a part of me that doesn't really want to voice it, like it's wrong to acknowledge the idea of it all. On the other hand, he might think I'm on the same page as they are. I don't want him to be under the impression that I've said something to encourage their ways. You and me. Getting those two to understand that a man and a woman can just be friends is going to be an impossible task. Ah, is all he says before turning back to the wall. I refuse to let myself overthink that response, despite how much it feels like an itch begging to be scratched. The girls get here earlier than I expected, and instead of texting me to get my ass outside, they walk right through my front door. I can't say I'm all that surprised. I catch the disappointment in Raya's eyes when she sees that she didn't interrupt anything juicy. Vic is a better actress, and she gives him an innocent smile. It's Miles, right? She already knows the answer. I'm Vic. Instead of shaking his hand, she goes right in and wraps him in a hug.
Good to meet you, he replies.
He doesn't look weary of the affection, and it's a relief. Then again, her hugs are amazing, and she wasn't the one I was worried about.
I'm Raya,
she practically yells. She's bouncing on her heels like a little kid. She probably overdid it on caffeine today, which isn't a rare occurrence. You can call me Ray, though.
Since when does everyone call you Ray?
Vic asks her, as confused as I am.
Since now.
She says it like it's obvious.
As Autumn's future husband, he gets special nickname privileges.
I place a palm to my forehead, hoping he picks up on my embarrassment.
Let's not start this already. No one's getting married. You think that now,
she replies. I roll my eyes so hard it's a miracle they don't get stuck that way. Miles is quietly chuckling to himself. This is going to be interesting.